On Friday, we discussed verse 97, and I just want to recap and re-emphasize the points that we made there, because it's such an important message in this verse about how to live a good life, a happy life, a content life. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min." Whoever did good, be it man or woman, and is a believer, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, to him we will give a good life. وَلَنَجَزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and we will grant them their reward for the good deeds that they used to do. Now, a few things that we explained. What is the meaning of a good life? Some say a happy life, some say a content life, some say that you'll be happy and content despite the difficulties in life, because you'll have conviction in the promise of Allah that after difficulty comes ease, after this temporary life comes the everlasting life of the after, wherein there is no difficulty. There were these different interpretations of what is a good life that we spoke about on Friday. But in essence, it means that you'll be happy. Abdullah ibn Abbas says a life of contentment. Some say a life of inspiration and guidance that Allah bestows upon a person so he is able to perform those actions which are pleasing to Allah. Some say a good life is you live a life such a way that it makes you eligible for entry into Jannah. Others say you're independent from the creation and dependent only with on Allah. But all of this can be combined to be included in the definition of a good life. The key thing here is that you live a clean life, a halal life, as we would say, not indulging in any haram, not indulging in any transgression of the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So how do you earn this? And the key word we used in the last discussion is that you need to habituate yourself towards good deeds and obedience to Allah. The more you are obedient to Allah, the more Allah will grant you happiness, the more Allah will grant you contentment, the more Allah will grant you peace of mind, the more Allah will grant you satisfaction. Even though things around you may not be perfect, bad things can still happen. You can have a health setback, a financial setback, a loss of someone close to you, but you'll have the tools to deal with all of it in a way that, yes, of course, you may get sad, you may feel a little depressed, it may take some time for you to overcome the pain of a particular setback, but it won't totally paralyze you, and it won't totally suck out the enjoyment of life, because you will realize that this is part of life, and this is part of the test of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then we discussed that those who spend their night in the worship of Allah experience far more enjoyment than those who spend their time in play and amusement. It's a quote, and it talks to this particular point that in the end of the day, obedience to Allah will bring you enjoyment, not indulgence in superficial things which are at best neutral, not harmful or haram, but not beneficial, but or at worst haram. Something that you're not supposed to be doing. True enjoyment, true satisfaction comes in the obedience of Allah. And that's why a Sufi once said that if the people of this world, the rulers and the kings and the dictators, if they were to know what enjoyment we get in the ibadat of the night, they would come and try and rob us of it, so that they could get the same enjoyment. We also mentioned that there's no discrimination between man and woman. You make an effort, Allah will grant you a happy life. Your husband makes less of an effort, your brother makes less of an effort, your father makes less of an effort, they'll enjoy less of a benefit. There are certain things where men get more because their responsibilities are more, like inheritance. But Allah has given men and women an equal opportunity to be obedient servants of His and to earn His reward and to earn high stages in Jannah. The reason why I'm re-emphasizing all of these points in today's discussion after the weekend break is because this is the one thing that everyone is looking for. Happiness, a good life, peace, contentment, satisfaction, peace of mind. And this can only come, it can only come if you live a life of obedience. Man amila salihan, you do good deeds, and you are a believer, you believe in Allah, and you believe in the promises of Allah, and you believe that if Allah tests a person that you make sabr and Allah will reward you, then it's the promise of Allah. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, we will give that person a good life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and we will grant them the reward. reward for the good deeds that they used to do. Even this effort and the sacrifice that you have to put in towards doing the good deeds, Allah will reward you for it. It is not something that will go to waste. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.